Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the first chapter of Colossians. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. It has been said that honesty is the best policy. That may be true, but as one couple recently found out, honesty can be a costly policy. Please, let me explain. In the British town of Blackpool, there is a hotel, the Broadway Hotel. I have never stayed at the Broadway Hotel, but Tony and Jan Jenkinson did. Yes, they stayed at the Broadway Hotel, and they were unimpressed. When the Jenkinsons left, they posted a review of the hotel. In part, their evaluation said the place was a filthy, dirty, rotten, stinking hovel run by Muppets. Now, since I am sure the hotel really isn't run by Muppets, it is possible that the Jenkinsons may have been exaggerating a bit. Even so, theirs was not the kind of review which is going to encourage new business. But not to worry. The Broadway Hotel was prepared for bad reviews. The hotel struck back by charging the Jenkinsons' credit card an extra $150. According to the hotel's registration form's fine print, they can do that to anyone who gives them a poor evaluation. Just for the record, I don't think that kind of business practice is going to inspire return customers, especially if they weren't overly enthused the first time they were there. You know, when the Lord placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, even by God's stringent standards, things were very good. Sadly, Adam and Eve felt the Lord was holding out on them, and with their disobedient fruit-eating, gave the Lord a poor review. Scripture tells us after the couple had eaten, their eyes were opened, and they went into hiding. They knew they had disobeyed, and they also knew they would suffer terrible consequences. They knew, because the Lord had been very direct in his explanation of what would happen if they decided to break the one rule he had given them. He had told them that if they ate of the forbidden fruit, they would die. Please note, there was no fine print in God's original contract. There still isn't. The Lord is very straightforward when it comes to his dealings with us. He tells us that if we want to live our lives without him, he won't force salvation down our throats. On the other hand, if we wish to be forgiven, if we wish to be given eternal life, he has made that possible. In Bethlehem's manger, throughout Jesus' ministry, by his suffering, death, and third-day resurrection from the dead, God has, in easy-to-understand language, told us that if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we shall be forgiven and saved. We pray. Dear Lord, I give thanks that through Jesus' work I have been given all I need to be forgiven and saved. May I be truly grateful and boldly share with others the wonderful kindness you have given. In Jesus' name, amen.